The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene, good afternoon to you from a very sunny Johannesburg.
And from a very chilly Modi Inn from my lockdown locale, right here in between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Chad, it's our first broadcast of the year together, so I have to say happy 2021, everyone.
Happy 2021 to you and everybody in Israel, and let's hope that 2021 brings with us a lot more joy than what we saw in 2020.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, last year felt like the longest decade of ever. But let's get into those top stories. Should we do that?
Let's talk about what's happening in respect of Israel going on alert and some areas of the Middle East going on alert because there may be possible reprisals on the anniversary of the Soleimani assassination.
Well, this time last year, we don't know who it was. Was it Israel acting on the United States order? Was it the United States? Who was it? But Qasem Soleimani, the general from the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, also known as one of the most the biggest mastermind behind some of the world's terror attacks. As we know, Iran is still the world's largest state sponsor of terror. He was assassinated, and there is concern, certainly amongst Israelis and Americans, and now other parts of the Middle East, the Gulf states, also on high alert for a possible reprisal by the Iranian regime. In fact, the Emiratis just yesterday arrested an Iranian cell in the United Arab Emirates, and they are still investigating whether or not they were plotting to harm or to commit some kind of terror act against visiting Israeli tourists and businessmen. But Israel remains in a state of high alert. And, you know, we also have to be wary not just of the Iranians who try to encroach ever closer on our borders through Syria, maybe through Lebanon, and also using their proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, but the very, very long tentacles of the Iranian regime, where Jewish communities and Israeli installations are around the world. So you can be pretty sure that our installations, our embassies, our consulates will be aware and will probably have increased their security.
Well, let's hope that nothing happens. Let's hope that the ongoing peace train keeps its momentum from last year. One good thing that came from 2020 was the peace train. I think the Israelis would prefer to call it the peace jet because the jet has been jetting all over the place. But let's talk about what's on everybody's minds, and this is the vaccine. And also let's find out a little bit more about what's happening with the Palestinians in respect to the vaccines.
Yes, I think it's very important that we talk about the issue with the Palestinians, because social media over the last couple of days, especially in light of an op-ed featured in The Observer, which is the Sunday edition of the UK's Guardian. I know there's a sister paper, The Mail and Guardian, that is published in South Africa. They published a story. Also, the Washington Post, MSNBC and several other outlets have published a story that basically Israel is vaccinating all the Israelis at the expense of Palestinians. They deliberately, or we are deliberately not inoculating Palestinians. The Guardian went as far as to say we are inoculating settlers and not Palestinians. So I want to be very, very, very clear. Israel is responsible for all of her citizens. That includes minority communities like Arab Israelis. In fact, our 1 million person inoculated this weekend was 66-year-old Muhammad Jabarin from Umm al-Fahm, an Arab village in the north, who was the millionth Israeli. I know there was some controversy around there that he's a criminal wanted for murder or who had committed murder. And he, by his own admission, has said, yes, he did commit a criminal act. He did serve the time. But he's most certainly not a murderer, something that Khan, which was the network at the time, they apologized that they called him a murderer. He served 14 years for severe offenses, but we don't know more than that. Having said that, despite a little bit of egg on the face, it is proof that Israel is responsible and does and will vaccinate all our citizens. I also just want to remind listeners that the vaccinations are not mandatory. Israelis are quite happy to stand in the queues if you are of the eligible age groups and brackets at the moment and receive their inoculation. Some abuse yesterday I received on Facebook about the fact that Israel is vaccinating their citizens. But let's talk about the Palestinians. The Palestinians, according to the Oslo Accords, are responsible for their own health care, including vaccinating their population should the need arise. And now in the middle of a pandemic, that need has arisen. The Palestinian Health Ministry have said they will not be asking Israel for help to secure vaccines. The way that they see it is they have an independent health ministry and they say they have an independent defense ministry. They don't need or require or will be asking for help from Israel. They have secured their own vaccines, rumored to be from Russia, which will arrive in the next couple of weeks. So let's just be very clear about that. The Palestinians have not requested, nor do they want any help from Israel. On Israel's side, Jerusalem has said, if Palestinians request help from us, we will not refuse them. But they haven't requested any help from us because they are responsible, as per the accords, to take care of the needs of their citizens. So if it is an issue that might arise in the media in South Africa, that is the answer. But as far as it stands, the Palestinians are responsible for their own inoculations. Having said that, Israel has vaccinated at least 12% of our population. We are now well over the million mark and are way ahead in the lead for vaccination nation. But we will be suspending vaccines for about 2 weeks. This is just so that people who are due their second course of vaccinations will receive those. And then we can continue and we will be receiving more stock from Pfizer and also Moderna within the weeks to take care of that. So that is something we're very, very proud of. However, we're not so proud of the fact that our infection rate is still going up. And you can be sure that our coronavirus cabinet will be meeting in the next few days to decide on how to proceed. A rumor is that the health ministry is pushing for a full and total lockdown. I don't think this is going to be received well by our finance ministries who are concerned about the state of the economy. Because at the moment, there have been very, very naughty Israelis, Chad, who have not been sticking to the lockdown laws and staying inside and not traveling between cities. The beaches, the boardwalks were full of people this weekend. And unfortunately, also, it has been revealed that at least a quarter of Israel's infected population is from the ultra-Orthodox community. So how to communicate, how to deal with some of the sensitivities and some of the challenges coming across there.
Well, we've got much the same in South Africa. Our percentage rate has increased in respect of infections of people that are being tested. And it's a very unfortunate situation we find ourselves in. And it's due to a handful of people that don't take the precautions seriously. In closing, I believe that there has been a record number of Arab conscripts into the IDF.
Yes, so this is quite an achievement also for the last year. More than 1,000 Arab Israelis have volunteered to serve in the IDF. Now, serving in the IDF is not mandatory for members of the Arab Israeli community, and it's simply because of sensitivities. You know, the Arab Israeli community is made up of clans. They do very often have members of their clans in neighboring countries, and there's a lot of sensitivities as to why they should serve in the military. However, the number of willing voluntary conscripts is certainly growing and includes many, many Muslims from areas like Taibe, Kalansua and East Jerusalem, Bedouin from the Galilee, Christian Arabs from the north. So all across the sector, the conscripts are coming in. And just a note to some of our Bedouin soldiers, they are some of the absolute, absolute best in the army. and we are certainly proud of everyone who serves in our army, an army of the people, for the people, and very, very proud that more and more Arab Israelis are choosing to serve.
Rolly Marks of the Israel Report, thank you so much. We'll be chatting again tomorrow afternoon.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.